This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Donald Trump's campaign says it filed a lawsuit in Georgia state court on Friday seeking to invalidate the presidential election results there. The Trump campaign said in a statement its new lawsuit would include sworn statements from Georgia residents alleging fraud. Georgia state officials have said repeatedly that they found no evidence of widespread fraud in the November 3rd election. Trump's team and various individuals backing him have suffered a string of legal defeats around the country, including in cases filed in Nevada and Wisconsin, which sought court orders to reverse those states' election results. President-elect Joe Biden won the election with 306 Electoral College votes to Trump's 232. Mr. Trump's campaign has spent nearly $9 million on its unsuccessful bid to overturn the results of the election, including nearly $2.3 million to lawyers and consultants. The campaign and the Republican National Committee have raised at least $207.5 million since Election Day, much of it from solicitations asking for donations to an official election defense fund. The fine print of that fund made clear most of the money would go to other priorities through Trump's new political action committee, which could fuel his future political endeavors. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday declined to comment on reports of a potential deal involving a senior Huawei executive being held under house arrest in Vancouver. Trudeau said his top priority was the release of two Canadians currently being held in China as retaliation. The Canadians were arrested right after Canadians detained the telecommunication giant's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, on a U.S. warrant in December 2018. She's been fighting extradition to the United States. VOA News.